You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack, Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Man, so I'm watching Lakers-Pelicans, and at this point I've had a couple glasses of wine. Reggie Miller was saying some weird stuff, and I'm like, I'm really not sure what's going on right now. I don't know if I should have more wine, less wine, because this is head-scratching. But he was basically questioning whether they should miss the second free throw instead of going up by four. So, like, if you're only up by three, that opens the door for the other team to hit a three, possibly tie the game, or you could even lose the game. So what was going on here? And he was saying that, like, this is stuff that players talk about on the bus. And I'm like, what? What am I missing here, Joe?
I don't know. Reggie's weird. I have no idea. Do you, Chris?
I don't understand. Did he think? I don't know. I can't even finish a sentence that resembles a cogent thought about why Reggie may have encouraged missing the second free throw to not go up by four. I don't know if he was just lost in the moment, forgot what the score was. Did he think?
You'd rather the ball gets touched in the paint and there's almost no chance of making a buck. Like, that's going to take a second, but you grab it. Maybe there's a fight for the ball, because on an inbounds play, you could force a foul on a crazy three and make it a 4-point play. It is extremely far-fetched. Like, I'm looking for a reason. But yeah, any player with any sense playing at this level in the playoffs, no, not to foul on that inbounds play. What if you're up four, let them do whatever the hell they want. It's ball game.
Yeah, I fail to see why you wouldn't just want a 4-point lead in that situation. I don't know. Honestly, I'm going to chalk it up to he was confused about the situation. I can't make any more sense of it, Aaron. It doesn't make any more sense to me.
Yeah, that was weird.
But normally he's pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah, he's solid. I was just a little confused by that, but I'm sure his intentions were good, whatever they may have been. So Paul has Masters ratings down. But I'm wondering if we should go with the story that Joe brought to our attention earlier this morning about Zion Williamson's baby mama laughing at his injury and says he'll never beat the GOAT LeBron. Wow. As a scorned baby mama myself, I can relate.
That's a scorned baby mama myself.
Jake is like, oh my gosh, what is Aaron doing today?
Dead. Jake Aubrey Street in the studio.
I just gasped.
Say scorned. Listen, baby mama.
You gotta keep it real sometimes. I don't blame the lady for hating on him.
So she posted.
You gotta do that.
She posted a video on TikTok, and she was just laughing, and then she goes into a thing, you'll never beat the GOAT. This was his first sort of playoff game of his life. She's like, you'll never be a ghost. It was so good.
Yeah. Well, the way he exited the game too, I'm sure inside, like, whatever issues they have going like on, she was like, yes.
She felt some kind of weird vindication.
She's got the voodoo
like,
doll. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't. Mariah.
I don't. Maybe, like, text your friends. I don't, if she has any. Text your friends. Hey, no. Do you see what happened? Ha ha ha. No. LOL. Going on social media.
This. I like this more.
To you like this? Well, yeah, it's entertaining for us. It's just a rough look. It's a weird look to be out there celebrating someone's injury. But hey, again, you do you.
There's a lot.
Zion hasn't made any friends. Let's put it that way. There are plenty of people that will celebrate when and if the Pelicans go out. If it's tomorrow, if it's Friday night, I mean, if it's next week, there will be people that will relish it.
I'm actually rooting for him because of all the criticism. He's been fat. He's out of shape. Like, maybe he's finally got it together. I'm all for, like, people, you know, working on themselves, learning from their lessons. I'm hoping that's the case. Maybe we're seeing growth for Zion.
Can we revisit a TikTok from Mariah back in December? I go, Mariah, what she said about Zion. How about you get on a treadmill, speed 3, level 12, and maybe you'll lose some weight. Go on it for like an hour or two. Second, how about you stop drinking sodas? 3, how about you practice doing your 3-pointer?
Oh, wow.
What if BetQL Daily does the Mariah Mills workout plan? We do the 3
hour or 2
12
on the treadmill.
No that soda? Works. Like the 3 speed, well, and like 50 max incline on the treadmill. Yeah. That it's crazy.
Well, is that basically like a stair stepper? I feel like it's a stair stepper.
Your backside is going to be sore for a while.
I was going to say that's a lot
it's
of glute
pop,
work
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, also, I had to get ready for kickball somehow.
She knows.
Like
she knows how to do that.
They say keeping, like, let's you got to be in me. That fat burning rate, you know, for a long time. And then that's basically what that incline and the lower speed gets you, as I drop my pen. So, yeah, I'm with Jake. It works great.
Mariah.
Summer bod, running out of time. You got to take 2 hours a day and just dedicate. Yeah.
Or just get on Mounjaro or Ozempic. There's that too. Maybe
Zion,
that's what
get
you're
a tapeworm.
Get a tapeworm. Zion seriously went in a matter of like 15 seconds from, oh man, he's having the game of his life and he's about to beat the Lakers, to, oh, poor Zion. And everybody making fun of him. I mean, literally with one drive of the lane.
True.
Everything. People were. This is the proof positive that everyone is just constantly loving to hate on Zion. And I'm not. Hey, I'm neutral on it. I like making fun of
he
him sometimes.
He brings it on himself,
I also,
Chris. There's a long track record.
There's a track record. But I just think it's people are always, and because of that track record, people are always ready to, in an instant, go, ha ha, do the Nelson Munns from The Simpsons. Ha ha, look what happened to you. I mean, people just relish in his failures.
Those last 3 minutes, that was Zion in a nutshell. That was, the reaction is the NBA in a nutshell. Don't we love this? It's the first night of the playoffs. Strap in. This is what we do in the NBA. It's going to be awesome. Like we're going to overreact to every little thing. And we're in the play-in portion of this. So I can't wait to see how the rest unfolds. Even though we think we know what's going to happen in the end, the travel there is going to be highly entertaining.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah. I need more Zion. The storyline.
So we want the Pels to get past the Kings. That's what we're rooting for.
Man, I want both these teams. I'm torn. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I want the Pelicans to stay in. I do.
What if Zion's hurt?
Well, then he ain't hurt.
He's not.
Hammies are
wait,
no joke,
wait,
man.
Hold on.
I got experience with that, too. Like, not great. Toes, hammies.
You and lower body injuries.
No,
like, there's just something.
Jake, you turn 30 and stuff starts happening.
Wait, now? What? This is annoying.
No, no. Flag football blew out a hammy, but Chris has something.
Flag football. It's always something like.
Yeah.
Tall Aspen running down the seam, wide open, blows a tire.
No, I was our quarterback, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, dual threat option. And so, like, take off for a first down.
Wait, dual threat.
Take off for a first down and, like, pop.
What?
Wait. Dual
so
option.
Now you're just a
I think we
threat.
Can probably remove the word
no threat.
Threat.
Dual
no
threat.
Dual
option. You're a threat
hey,
to
man.
Yourself, clearly.
I would yeah, clearly. I would go for like 3 picks in the first half and 3 touchdowns in the second half. I was all over the place. It's
high
wild.
Variance.
And then yeah, high variance and then run for a first down and just like felt like I got shot. Dude next to me as I crumble to the ground goes, "Was that your hamstring?" Like, "Yes." So man, that was 8 to 12 weeks of rehab, or I guess I should say physical therapy. That's something else. But yeah, man, that's no joke. I've never been the same since. Never been the same since.
Maybe if you hadn't blown that hammy, you would have got your foot out of the
right?
way faster than that.
Yep.
The reaction
See?
Time would have been
reaction
there.
Reaction time yep. was not there. Same leg.
Fast twitch is gone. Yeah. I just think it's hilarious that Joe and I are completely crushing Zion in the group chat last night. And Aaron's like, "Oh, you know, this is tough for him. I would have liked to." And now this morning, she's like, he ain't hurt.
She found some solidarity with Mariah.
He can get an injection in the hamstring. He'll get back out there. I changed my tune.
Well, after you
scored
hear the reports
baby mamas
he's,
unite.
He's walking around fine, and you hear that, you're like, you know what? The goats of the game, the real stars, would have fought through those final few minutes to close it out.
Michael
right?
Jordan, flu
yes.
game.
Well, there's no doubt he would. There's no doubt.
That's instantly yes. the comparison for anyone our age. That's exactly what I thought of last night. And I know
Jordan
Zion's head too. We all go, Jordan flu. Jordan had the flu. Huh?
Yeah.
And
so, Kawhi. Jordan better off the court off game the too.
Kawhi.
A tighter.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, for sure. Jeter, yep.
Yeah.
Off the
remember
right
RG3? That guy would play through anything, just hobbling around.
Oh, you're about to die? Go back on the field. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sounds like a great idea.
I'm sorry, Robert.
I don't
we
have an ACL.
Dead. I'm going back out, Coach. Speaking of Washington football. Are the Commanders really locked in with Jaden Daniels at number 2 overall a week from tomorrow night in the first round of the NFL draft? The markets would seem to indicate so. We get some intel from someone who covers them every single day, Ben Standig of The Athletic. He joins us next right here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.